All right, welcome back. We're live again, everyone. We're going to jump right back into the public hearing of our May 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Mr. Nick Michaels, our staff attorney, will come up or stay where he's at and lead this portion of the meeting. I just want to remind folks, when you do come up to speak, remember to turn your microphone on, introduce yourselves, and when you're done, turn your microphone off. And you will have some assistance from Mr. Hull as well. With that, Mr. Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a reminder to members of the public, too, in addition to what Chairman Ristler just conveyed, please do state your name as we are making a record of everything here. And you are limited to 3 minutes. I will let you know when your 3 minutes is up, at which point you do need to wrap up your comments. The first item that we'll address is item number 4 on the agenda. The Black Hills Firearm Elk Season Finalization. We'll hear first from Dana Rogers.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, my name is Dana Rogers. I am the Executive Director of the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, reside in Hill City, South Dakota. I am here on behalf of the Wildlife Federation. You may remember we sent a position letter, I think it was in end of January, February. We wholeheartedly endorse the increase in elk management objective to 9,000. We'd like more. We'd certainly like more. We think the carrying capacity will hold it. You know, most people wait 18, 20 or more years to get that particular license. And we would really like to see more opportunity and more elk. The majority of the Black Hills is public land. It is national forest. So please pass this. And if we can increase it even further, we would sure like to have that. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
We'll next hear from Mike Kintig. I'm sorry if I said that incorrectly here.
Hi, my name is Mike Kintig. I'm representing the Schleck Ranch. That's my father-in-law. He owns the property. Property is right up against Custer State Park here on the east side. In particular, I wanted to address the commission on the petition brought by Clinton Ritberger to allow the cow hunters to start hunting right away in October. In our case, we have elk on us, probably 50, 60 head all summer long. About mid-October, they disappear. Some of that might be due to hunting pressure, but we don't see them again until February. Our desire is to harvest elk. I want to shoot cows, but they're not on us the latter part of October and then through December. So we certainly support elk hunting. On the ranch, we've been in the elk access program for 6 years. I have elk hunters scheduled every day of the season, starting with archery all the way through. Elk movement is really the issue that we're trying to address by having them come in or start hunting cows right away in October because they move off us. We don't get the opportunity to harvest them. That's not the only problem that we face in Unit 4. If you look at the harvest statistics, it's very low for that unit, and it's primarily all private lands. So we'd like to find a way to increase the success rates. Some of the hunters that we get for cows in particular put forth very little effort. They're picking those licenses up as leftovers. I, in fact, had 3 hunters this year that were signed up to come out for weekends or whatever period of time. They didn't even show up because their kid had a play, weather kind of got bad or whatever. There's no incentive for them to come when they're picking them up as leftovers. They're not losing preference points or anything like that. I don't know if that's something we can change or work on in the future, but the whole goal is to increase harvest rates. Right now, or in the past couple years, we've issued 40 any tags and 40 cow tags. I don't think the landowners in Unit 4 can host any more hunters. I mean, I had somebody scheduled every day, and we shot three bulls last year, two in the archery season, one in the rifle season. We didn't get one cow harvested off us, and then they were gone. So I would encourage you or ask that you consider allowing the cow hunters in Unit 4 alone. That's all that we asked in the petition. Because of the uniqueness of Unit 4 being all private land.
You've reached 3 minutes, sir.
I think it's feasible. Anyway, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
We'll next hear from Clinton Rittberger.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling. I appreciate the time to be here. Clinton Rittberger. I am a private landowner just on the east side of Custer State Park. I was here as earlier in April. I did bring this petition to you for your discernment. But I appreciate the time to speak to it. We, as you can see, we are trying our best to figure out the best way to create a better harvest for the elk. I believe that the amount of elk that we're seeing right now east in this H4 unit is on the probably on the high side for a management purpose. And so what we have seen in the past, historically, in the last 5 years, I believe we're probably at 33% cow elk harvest for the last 5 years. And I don't have 2025 numbers. I don't know if they've been published yet, but I'm speaking on my behalf to say that I believe those numbers for cow elk last year was significantly low as well. I would say it's probably in that 25 to 30%. But if we used that, if I was to throw that in there, we would drop to possibly 26% harvest in the last 5 years. So I'm hoping that to open up the season to the beginning of beginning of October will help the management purpose and to help get these numbers down. I'm afraid that if we don't do this at this time, if time lapses, we're going to see the herd continue to grow. And I don't need to speak on behalf of the fact that we're in a historical drought and the significant impact on private land and agricultural purposes is unprecedented. And a large elk herd doesn't help in that regard as well. I know most of you are understanding in agriculture. But I don't want to get behind on the management purpose of the elk herd in this unit. It's, as Mike Kintice said, this land block is primarily private land, and I know that there's a lot of landowners that feel in the same regard. So again, like I said, I'm in support of this. I'm hoping that we can come to this resolution and pass this. And hopefully if this does pass, I'm hoping this will create a very strong result of harvest. If not, I might be asking for something additional at a later time. But I'm hoping that this is a fair question and a fair ability on all parts, hunting groups or whatever, as well as to help support the private land. Thanks.
We'll next hear from Travis Hartshorn.
Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary, thanks for having me today. Travis Hartshorn, landowner, H4, border of the park right here. I'm in support of this. We just need a way to kind of get some cows killed. We've got a lot of them. And when you hunt every day, The other obstacle we have is we can't get to them because we have landowners that don't allow it, and they literally look at you on the other side of the fence, come in after dark, trying to get there, but yet you allow the hunting, but you've got to wait 2 weeks before we can even let somebody get to them. So other than please consider passing this, that would be where we're at today. So thanks.
We'll next hear from Jesse Sorensen.
Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary, thanks for having me. Also a landowner in H4, they pretty much spilled it out. The elk move around so much, there's getting to be a couple hundred of them.
Sir, if you could state your name for the
record. Jesse Sorensen, landowner in H4. I'm just pretty much mimicking everything they say, and I support the expansion of the 15 extra days. I think it'll help. You could throw in some bull hunters and some cow hunters at the same time. Rather than push them off you and not get a chance at the cows. So thanks again for your time.
Is there anyone else present here in person that wishes to address the commission specifically on the Black Hills firearm elk season?
Good afternoon. My name is Christopher Paul Venitary. I'm an old elk hunter, and I appreciate being here, and I appreciate all your time and effort, and I appreciate Game Fish and Parks employees. They're outstanding people. I hear a lot about the landowners, and I agree with them 100%. We need to have sportsmen helping them with the elk on their property. But if you notice, they get 50% of the elk tags if they have 240 acres on their land, and they can shoot a bull or a cow. Why do you let them shoot a bull or a cow, make it cow only, and that would reduce the amount of elk on their property? Also, I think that the habitat in the Forest Service has grown immensely. We had fires, we have lumber taken off from the wind and everything. At one time, we carried over 12,000 head of elk in Black Hills. We carry 9 right now. We have the habitat to carry 12. If normal sportsmen are out there, they have 25, 30 preference points. It's getting to be a Ponzi scheme. They keep on paying because the money goes to support depredation and predator control on the landowners. But what are they getting out of it? What are they getting out of it? They get another year of applying, and the money that I spend on preference points goes to the Game Fish and Parks, and they're the proper place to go with it. But I'm gonna be 70 pretty soon, and those hills are getting too damn high for me to keep going up and down them. So if I could get my tag as soon as possible, that would be great. But I appreciate all your efforts, but I think we could have more people hunting in the hills, getting away from TVs and everything else, and get them out with their grandsons and sons hunting in the hills and carry 12,000 head of elk. That's all I have. Thank you very much for your efforts.
Is there anyone else present here in person who wishes to address the commission specifically on the Black Hills firearm elk season? Seeing nobody, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on the Black Hills firearm elk season? If so, please indicate by hitting the button and raising your hand. No one has done so, so we'll move on to agenda item number 5, which is deer licenses. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission on the finalization related to deer licenses? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on the deer licenses finalization? If so, hit the button raising your hand. We see no one there either, so Madam Chair, I would turn things back over to you and this portion of the agenda.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. With that, we will move right into the open forum. So